The next three individuals together, 85, 86, and 87, please. Mm-hmm.
85, request of Ian Corder to address council regarding negative impacts of Bull Run water filtration plant on adjacent property owners. 86, request of Lauren Corder to address council regarding negative impacts of Bull Run water filtration plant on adjacent property owners. And 87, request of Floyd Jones to address council regarding negative impacts of Bull Run water filtration plant on adjacent property owners.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
I'd like to request some additional time via Jeff Knapp.
I'm sorry, we're only able to give 3 minutes per person. I apologize.
Okay, no worries. I have two versions. I'll read the short version. Thank you.
And you can also submit one for the record, and we'll make sure, I promise we'll read them. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'll jump right in here. My name is Ian Corder. I'm here to offer testimony in opposition to Portland Water Bureau's proposed water treatment plan in East County. To put it plainly, this is an unnecessary, immensely expensive endeavor that will have grave impacts on water rates for Portland residents and businesses, alter the taste and quality of Portland's water, and ruin the rural community of Pleasant Home. As I digest the available information about why the plant is being built and consider the decision-making process, I find myself bewildered by the lack of accountability for the Water Bureau and imprudent decisions made by this council. Currently, my trust in the city's government is extremely low, and here's why. The primary reason for a treatment plant to be built is to address federal drinking water rules pertaining to cryptosporidium. That is the foundation of this entire project. Although much less expensive options for treating crypto exist, council opted to select filtration because it's expected to provide additional treatment beyond what's required to satisfy the federal rules. In December of 2018, Mike Sturr, with support of his staff, the Water Bureau explained the filtration plant at Carpenter Lane in East County would cost $500 million. Which is 2.5 to 5 times the cost of a UV treatment plant up at Headworks. Council decided, or sided with Mike Sturr's recommendation, approving the $500 million option over the less expensive alternative. 9 months later, Mr. Sturr returned to council revealing that an additional $350 million would be needed to install pipes to carry water from the existing conduit to the new filtration plant at Carpenter Lane. At that time, Mr. Sturr told council that the Bureau forgot the pipes. In hindsight, we know this was dishonest for two reasons. The Bureau, the Bureau's own assessment report, which predated their cost estimate, highlighted the need for pipes to at the Carpenter Lane site. And secondly, it's obvious that a water treatment plant won't be functional without a water supply. My contention is that the chief executive of the Water Bureau lied twice to this council. First, when he provided the cost estimate in 2018, and second, when he explained why the pipes had been forgotten. Here's the important part. How did council respond? In short, nothing changed. Mike Sturr, David Peters, they still have their jobs. City Council recently approved a $51 million design contract despite the Water Bureau's deception and poor rationale for the project. You're moving forward. I've been struggling to understand why City Council would be eager to spend this much money on a project you don't need. It's something the Water Bureau wants, yes, but it's not something the city needs. Recently, I learned about the city's 5% utility fee. Could that be a source of motivation behind this project? Why is this council willing to support this? 5% of $1 billion is $50 million that will go into the city's general fund. Is that influencing this process? I'm suggesting to you and those listening to the testimony that there's something corrupt in this process. What you're doing may not be illegal, but it's no less corrupt for government to use interagency agreements, self-imposed timelines, and complicated policymaking to conceal the true reasons for a massive public expenditure.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lauren Corder. My testimony today is a continuation of my unfinished statement from last Wednesday regarding the unnecessary proposed $1 billion water filtration project. The repeated strategic misrepresentations by the Portland Water Bureau and the commissioner in charge are alarming, and this project continues to move forward. City Council, you are failing ratepayers. You should be holding this agency accountable with their frivolous infrastructure projects. The essence of Portland Water Bureau's strategic dishonesty on the filtration project is when Mike Sturr revealed the cost for pipes. Let me remind you of the timeline leading up to this point. In August 2017, City Council approved filtration at the cost of $350 to $500 million. Following a site selection process, the Carpenter Lane site was selected in August 2018. Jacobs Engineering explicitly stated in their report that Carpenter Lane will require additional raw and treated water pipes because the site is about a mile off a conduit. In December 2018, Portland City Council approves $500 million for the project at Carpenter Lane, with no change in cost from the 2017 estimate. 9 months later, in September 2019, Mike Sturr finally discloses that the project budget will need to increase by 70% because he forgot to include the cost of pipes. Mr. Sturr did not forget the pipes. If he read the engineering report in 2018, he knew that pipes would significantly increase the cost of the project. Yet in 2018, he strategically waited for City Council to approve filtration at Carpenter Lane before the big reveal. Intentionally withholding critical information, waiting for City Council approval, and then asking for forgiveness when the truth is finally publicized is not the actions of a prudent agency. Portlanders deserve a council that keeps this agency accountable. Last November, I had a meeting with Commissioner Hardesty just before the $51 million Stantec design contract decision. Commissioner Hardesty voiced her desire for an objective third-party review of the project and budget by another engineering firm. Unfortunately, this was never pursued. However, this is exactly the type of accountability Portland Water Bureau needs. Portlanders cannot be saddled with a $1 billion project solely based on the recommendation of the benefiting agency. Lastly, I need to point out that our community will fight this project at land use, and we will guarantee that the City of Portland will not meet their 2027 deadline. You will find yourselves in 2027 without compliance to the federal mandate and an ever-ballooning cost to your constituents. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Floyd Jones, I'm with Friends of the Reservoirs, and it was Friends of the Reservoirs back in 2004 that first exposed the Water Bureau's having been involved secretly, along with their cozy consultants, in crafting this regulation. Why is it that not one other utility in the entire United States wrote comments supportive of this regulation that's flawed? Flawed from the start. Every other large unfiltered system submitted scientific scathing comments against this regulation. But I've heard the Water Bureau say this multiple times, managers. Designing and building is glamorous, maintenance is boring, and that's behind a whole host of large projects. In 2017, the Water Bureau asked you to throw out $16 million spent on UV radiation, which complies with this regulation. They said filtration solves all problems, right? All the hypothetical, theoretical, manufactured problems. They submitted no evidence to you of any of their hypothetical theoreticals. What's most appreciated always about Bull Run water and our protected watershed is there are minimal chemicals. We don't have to dump in massive amount of chemicals. And up until about 15 years ago, water was affordable for all. And there's no yucky taste that's associated with the polluted water systems that require filtration. He told you there are thousands of filtration plants across the country. Yes, there are. There are thousands of polluted watersheds across the country where you have to put in these chemicals. What else did he tell you? He told you, oh, turbidity is a problem. I have gone to wholesale customer meetings for 17 years, taken time out of my whole life to do all these things. And if you read the reports just from the last, say, 3 or 5 years, they don't tell you turbidity is a problem. It's the opposite. The opposite. We hear this repeated in news articles all the time. They tell you, oh, population is climbing. Yes, it has for the last 2 decades, and what's happened to water demand through their own charts. They don't even produce them anymore because they don't show what they want you to show, that water demand has gone down. They'll talk about catastrophic fire. Well, shouldn't you be able to look across the country and find scenarios like that? Well, you can. You can look at Denver, and what does it do to a filtration plant? It shuts it down. You know, Mike Sturr has never paid a Portland water bill. He doesn't have an appreciation for the lack of chemicals, for the lack of yucky taste. But those of us who are born here, who live here, who appreciate all the work that our forefathers put into protecting this watershed, don't want high water bills. We don't want chemicals in our water. You know, you can turn this around. That's up to you, whether you turn this around or you take us down this path. path, but it's really a horrible legacy. I mean, so far we've already spent $500 million, not counting on the treatment side of this, but on the reservoirs, and we didn't get much for that. I could go through a long, long list. I could spend an hour talking to you about the flaws. You need to turn this around.
Thank you. Appreciate it.